A Tale of Two Couples. Jim and Karen were both virgins when they got married 21 years ago. Like many young couples, they had fairly unrealistic views of what sex would be like. Hit and miss might be a pretty good description of their sex life after the honeymoon. They never really got a handle on things until almost 15 years into their marriage. Here's what happened. Jim was always looking for, and worse, thinking he had found, the magic bullet. He tried something new, the way he held Karen, cradled her, or tenderly touched a delicate spot. And he tuned in to her moans, thinking, okay, this is the key. This will unlock her sexual fury. While Karen really did enjoy that new touch, she learned to be conservative with her moans because once Jim heard one, he was certain to do that exact same thing the next 50 to 100 times they made love. He became so predictable that what once made her hotter than an August day now turned her into a glacier. Jim would just get frustrated, thinking, but never verbalizing, I know I'm doing the right thing. It worked that one time. Why isn't it working now? I must not be doing it soft enough, or fast enough, or some other variation. When I first met with Jim, I gave him a simple assignment. Jim, I said, I want you to go home and look at your wife's closet, then look at yours. Tell me if you notice anything different. I don't have to go home to do that, Dr. Lehman. I know our closets by memory. Okay, then. When you look at the shoes, do you notice anything different? Yeah, she has 50 pairs, and I have 3. What does that tell you? That she likes to buy clothes? Well, yes, but in regard to sex, what does it mean? Well, she doesn't have many sexy outfits, if that's what you're getting at. Seeing that subtlety wasn't Jim's strength, I decided to lay it out for him more directly. Jim, what I'm trying to say is that your wife appears to like a little more variety than you do. She doesn't want to wear the same dress on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. In fact, she may not want to wear the same outfit every other Monday. She wants variety. You see, some of us guys treat sex like a football playbook. We know what we're going to do, how we're going to do it, and where we're going to end up. The problem with this is that our wives soon grow bored with the routine. They can chart our movements and predict, within about 10 seconds, how long we're going to spend upstairs before we go downstairs. Your wife wants more than that. I saw a light bulb go on in Jim's mind. What I was saying was making sense. Here's your job, Jim, I continued. Your wife will not be the same woman on Tuesday evening sexually that she was on Saturday morning.